35 years ago on February 23rd, a real phenomenon broke out, something that certainly this area had never seen before, at least not except for those who had been to Paris or someplace around France. Patrick Esquire opened the first La Madeleine over by SMU 35 years ago. They're celebrating, and Patrick Esquire is back with us today. It's good to have you with us.
Bonjour, bonjour.
So, you know, they must have told you about the attrition rate in that business. Do you have any idea that you're going to be around 35 years?
Yes, because otherwise I would not done it. Okay.
So you really thought that it would be?
But, you know,
I mean, businesses like that, one out of three, one out of four makes.
Yes, I agree with you. But if you start with the fact that you may fail, so that's not going to work. Okay, the thing is to have really to love it, and when you love it, to do it, and when you do it, to try to do everything that's going to make your guests, okay, because we call them guests at La Madeleine, guests, you know, be happy, come back, and they are going to be the one that's going to lead us to the future of La Madeleine.
And you've got to know who your market is. There's one thing I learned from you. You were, I mean, I was lucky to ever get in one of those stores. You were after women. That was your market.
Now, what happens is this. When I came here, I discovered that there was nothing for women. Okay, because before I came here, I didn't know anything about it because I was supposed to, in fact, create rodeos tours in Europe. That was the original ideas, you know, from a friend of mine was in Oklahoma City.
Rodeo tours?
Rodeo tours in Europe, okay?
That's quite a leap.
And then after that, so then for 1 year, you know, he was pushing me to do this. As I said, no, not going to work. And then he called me back and said, Patrick, I got another idea. Took me to a place in Oklahoma City that looked like Billy Bob. And he says, okay, I want you to create this, you know, build this in Paris, in London, in Berlin, you know, everywhere in Europe. So I said, okay, no, it's not going to work. So don't insist. He said, Patrick, we need to find an idea between the Midwest and France. So find an idea. So then I came up with the food because the food is something that we, you know, it's a sport in France, which is very good. It works very well. And then I said, so why don't we create a good food? And then two decisions were made at the beginning. They said, okay, a bakery, because it may be easier than something else. And the second decision was not to do it in Oklahoma City, but in Dallas. That I've never been to Dallas. I didn't know Dallas or anything. So when I came here, the idea was, what do we do? And we have no plan, nothing, no strategy, nothing. So then I discovered that there was very interesting thing that was nothing for women. No restaurant for women. It was all the steakhouse and things like this, all the, you know, the McDonald's and the others. But there was nothing in the middle, you know, for where women would feel good, food for women and all this. So I said, women. The second thing that happens is that I tried to have some architects or designers to help me. And then it was a disaster, even if it was one of them was Philip Stark, who was here at that
right,
time.
I remember, yeah.
And Philip Stark came to me and pro bono, he said, I'm going to design your bakery. But it was not a bakery, it was a jewel store, okay, or something like that.
Like something out of Clockwork Orange.
Okay,
so
I said, okay, Philip, you're very nice and so on, but I don't want this, or they don't want this, my women. Okay, by the way, Stanley Marcus told me one thing. When I met him for the first time by accident, he said, what are you doing here, young man? So I said, I'm here to build a bakery. He said, okay, if it is an authentic French country bakery near SMU, going to be a winner. I said, sir, can you repeat that? And then I wrote it down on a piece of paper, and it becomes my business plan, and it's still La Madeleine business plan. Everything is done according to authentic country French bakery. Okay. So then I said to myself, so my women, maybe they're the best architect, designer, and consultant. So I asked them, anybody passing by, any women passing by, I said, what would you like to see here for a French bakery? And they told me everything. And I tell you one thing, I know that very well because of my previous women, my mother, my aunt, my grandmothers, and whoever, that a woman is always right. A woman is always right for what they want, for what they like, for what they desire, and so on. They don't make any mistakes, okay? So then I said, all right, they are going to tell me exactly what they want, and I'm going to follow what they want, and I'm going to try to do even a little better than what they want, okay? So this is what I call the listen, adapt, surprise. So I tried to surprise them as much as I could, and it worked.
You know, something else that you did, and I guess it was on purpose, is you never kick people out. I mean, I talk to restaurateurs all the time, and they talk about how many table turns they can do, and maybe they can do three a night or, you know, two table turns at lunch. But I know people that would hang out at your place on Mockingbird and, in essence, use the payphone as their office phone and set up businesses there and stay for hours upon a time.
But
you were Starbucks before there was Starbucks.
Yes, I was going to say that, because it is the home away from home. So people need to feel like home. Okay, and when they are home, they are not rushing. They are just take the time. They do whatever they want. So we want them to be free, to feel comfortable, and to feel they are our guests. Okay, I'm not going to say to my guest, it is time to go because I want to go to bed. No, I'm not going to do that. So they stay as long as they want. They want to spend the night there, they spend the night there.
They've picked up the, it looks like they've picked the theme back up too. You sold La Madeleine a long time ago and made a lot of money doing it. And then it sort of went off and drifted and got away. It looked like it got away from the roots. But now they're back again with this ownership. And I know you've been back involved for the last two or three years, right?
Yeah, I've been involved in more than that, six years now.
Is it 6 years?
So step by step, you know, we go back to the roots. And we go back to the guest, we go back to the associate, because we want to make sure that our family of associates are wonderful. Some of them have been there for 33, 34 years, which is absolutely superb. Okay, and bunch of them are 20 years with us. And that was make La Madeleine different, because we are a family. We're not just a business, you know, when people come and go. So, and the more we got this family, inside family, the more we can, invite our outside families, which is our guests, you know, to be part of the family. So this is what we want to do.
And it looks like it's portable, that it works. I know, you know, there are locations in Atlanta, for example, mm-hmm. that seem to be doing pretty well. They're replicating this around the United States. Will it continue to grow, do you think?
Oh, yes. Because La Madeleine has become that their flagship now. That's what they want to do. So they want to, what I mean they is Mr. Leduc and his group, which is French, okay, it's a friend of mine. And they are very, very... on Tuesday, you know, to grow La Madeleine and expand it. And there is a lot of potential. But once again, we need to keep the roots. We need to be the who we are and deliver what our guests expect from us.
And it looks like they're listening to you. You're a proud papa. Congratulations. You look like you don't look like you should have a 35-year-old.
Maybe, but I tell you, that keeps me young, which is great. By the way, you know, it's something very interesting in life. Okay, the key word for everything in our life is what? Is love. Okay, if you love something, you don't age, you stay fresh. If you love whatever you do, it's absolutely incredible. Stanley Marcus was my role model here, was my American father. And he was, until the last minute, you know, he was so fresh and so busy. That's what he was saying all the time, fresh and busy. I love this, okay? Why? Because he was loving everything he was doing. He was curious about everything, and this is what we are.
And that's the way I always think of you. Again, congratulations, and I know you're going to be an author, and we'll talk about that in the future. But Patrick Escaray is the founder of La Madeleine. It's always good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. Au revoir.
Au revoir. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.